Listening to ICANN.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glen Eden Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
KQHR HD2 The Dalles and Hood River 88.1.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Nance, the president and CEO of All Classical Radio and the International Children's Arts Network, ICANN. When we created and launched this brand new radio station in 2019, we dreamed of the positive impact this listener-funded, nonprofit radio station could have on our community. 4 years later, we are gratified that nearly 20,000 families and educators rely on this service to share music and poetry from around the world, along with arts and cultural programming and nature sounds from across the Pacific Northwest. It is an honor to produce 24 hours of content a day, safe, quality programming for you and thousands of listeners. For all the adults listening today, this is the first time we've come directly to you to ask for your financial support to keep this unique service going. You can make a gift right now at icanradio.org. Again, it's icanradio.org. Click on the donate button and make a powerful and meaningful gift right now in the final days of 2023. Thank you from all of us at the International Children's Arts Network and All Classical Radio. We're wishing you beautiful, magical holidays and a very happy new year.
This is Musical Storytime on ICANN Radio. I am Maria Garcia, All Classical Radio's Artist in Residence. Today, I have a magical winter story called The Snowman, about a boy who makes a snowman who comes to life.
And singing the beautiful song Walking in the Air is ICANN's youth roving reporter, Elena Stubbler.
The Snowman, original story by Raymond Briggs. Music and lyrics by Howard Blake.
Thank you.
It was a cold, cold winter's night. In a cottage in the country, tucked away beneath the hills, a little boy lay sleeping. Snow began to fall, lightly at first, and then with giant flakes, which started to settle on the ground. At first light of morning, the boy turned over, yawned, and sat up. He ran to the window and looked out. Everything was covered as though, the garden, the fields, and the distant hills. He got dressed as fast as he could. When he was ready, he hurried down the stairs. At the back door, he put on his boots, his scarf, and his woolly hat, and walked out into the snow. And it was at exactly this moment that he got the idea of building the snowman. Built a great column of snow the size of a man and a great big snowball to go on top of it. Then he fetched a scarf and a hat, a tangerine for the nose, and coal for the eyes. At last, the snowman was finished, and the boy stepped back and looked at him. He seemed to be smiling. By this time, it was getting dark, and the little boy had to go indoors, leaving the snowman standing all alone out in the middle of the garden. It was time to go to bed. Soon, the boy was fast asleep. In the middle of the night, he woke, got up, and tiptoed down the stairs, feeling rather cold. He looked out at the snowman through the glass panels of the front door. Suddenly, while the boy was looking at him, the snowman moved. Then he actually started to walk towards the boy. And they shook hands. "Come in," said the boy. "I'd love to," said the snowman. Together, they tiptoed into the living room. The snowman thought it was wonderful. The snowman sat himself down in a comfortable armchair. Then, with a start, the boy realized that the snowman was sitting too near the fire. He realized that he might melt if he got too hot, so he pulled him out of the chair and hurried him out of the room to the kitchen, which was cold and dark. He leaned down and opened the fridge, and a waft of cold air came out. The snowman loved it. For him, it was just like sunbathing. "Upstairs," said the boy. In the boy's playroom was a music box. They wound it up and danced to it. At the end of the dance, they both collapse onto the floor with balloons and teddy bears all around them. "I've got another idea now," said the boy. "Come with me and look out of the window." Outside, they could see a strange dark object. Nodding to each other, they tiptoed silently down the stairs, out through the front door, and into the open air. The dark object seemed much bigger now that they were close to it, and whatever it was covered up with a big black tarp. Summoning all of his strength, the boy went up and pulled it off. Standing there was a bright, shiny new motorbike. The boy pointed out the controls to the snowman, turned the key in the ignition, turned on the headlight, and suddenly the snowman was on the bike and racing round the garden. For a second he stopped. The little boy jumped on behind him, and then they were off. They came back to the garden. Without warning, the snowman gripped the boy firmly by the hand and began to run out across the garden, faster and faster, bounding and jumping, until suddenly the boy realized that they were flying. landed silently in the frozen north. All around them was a great forest of pine trees laden with snow. But somewhere ahead they could hear music and see lights. There in a clearing, a Christmas party was taking place, and all the people at the party were snowmen. More snowmen than you could ever imagine in your life. And right in the middle of them, radiating good cheer and smiling from ear to ear, was Father Christmas himself.
"You're just in time for the dance of the snowmen," he chuckled and clicked his fingers.
Over, Father Christmas led the boy and the snowman to a stable. Lights spilled through the door, and inside they could see the reindeer, which he used to pull his sleigh. Father Christmas gave the boy a lovely blue scarf as a present, and he put it on. It was time for them to go. The snowman gripped the boy's hand, and once again they started to run faster and faster, bounding and jumping, until they were flying. At last, they landed in the garden again, and together walked slowly to the house. The little boy shook hands with the snowman and went up to the front door. But the snowman waved, and the boy ran back and gave him a great big hug. Then the boy went indoors and very soon was fast asleep. Next morning when he woke, the room was ablaze with sunlight. He put on his dressing gown, ran downstairs, and opened the front door. The sun felt warm on his face. He ran out into the garden and saw a little heap of melted snow, an old hat, a tangerine, a scarf, and a few lumps of coal. But the snowman was nowhere to be seen. For a moment, the boy thought that the adventures of the night before had been nothing but a dream. But then he felt in his pocket, and the scarf that Father Christmas had given him was still there. Was The Snowman, performed and narrated by me, Maria Garcia. If you enjoyed this musical story time, you can find more like this one in English and Spanish at iCanRadio.org. Happy holidays from iCan Radio.
Thank you for listening to The Snowman with Maria Garcia and me, Elena Stepler. Tune in again tomorrow at 5 p.m. to hear The Snowman performed in Spanish, right here on iCanRadio.org. And have a happy new year.